big settlement for a big drug maker. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, all related to the opioid epidemic of drug addiction and overdosing. Fox's Jeff Manasso has details live.
Dave, Purdue Pharma, maker of the painkiller OxyContin, will plead guilty to three criminal counts, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and violating federal anti-kickback laws, as part of a settlement of more than $8 billion that the Associated Press also reports doesn't release any of the company's execs or owners from criminal liability in an investigation that's ongoing as the federal government looks to hold those responsible for an opioid addiction and overdose crisis linked to almost a 500,000 deaths in America since 2000. Dave.
Jeff, former President Obama will campaign today for the first time in person for his old VP, Joe Biden, rallying Democrats in Philadelphia.
One of the most inspiring things about this year has been to see so many young Americans fired up, organizing, marching, and fighting for change.
President Trump will rally in North Carolina. He's been calling Biden corrupt, allegedly linked to son Hunter's foreign business dealings. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told Fox,
"He needs to answer for all of this. To suggest that he had no knowledge of it is not actually supported by the actual documents that are out there."
Democrats and some in the media are skeptical, with Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani involved, suggesting it's Russian disinformation. Two students are among seven people facing possible charges in France on a terror attack on a teacher.
Samuel Paty was beheaded last week near Paris by a suspected Islamist extremist after showing his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Outside Paty's school, thousands of people gathered last night for a march in his memory.
It's important d'être là, à notre niveau.
This man, who's also a teacher, says it's a way for us to say never again.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
My name is Zachary Ortiz, and I'm a family medicine doctor here in Phoenix. I treat everyone from newborns to seniors. I see every day how this pandemic is hurting Arizona families. It's not just the virus. Many of my patients have lost their jobs and their health insurance. That's why why it's so frustrating to see Martha McSally making it harder for my patients to receive care. Martha McSally repeatedly voted to gut protections for pre-existing conditions. She voted for an age tax that would let insurance companies charge people older than 50 five times more. And she voted to cut funding for rural hospitals. Now Martha McSally is holding up the HEROES Act, which would help our hospitals and get Arizona families back on track. She's making this crisis worse. Tell Martha McSally to stop attacking our health care and to pass the HEROES Act.
Advancing AZ is responsible for the content of this ad, paid for by Advancing AZ, advancingaz.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The value of gold and silver is up. Did you know Yuma Coin and Gun buys gold and silver? Don't wait. Prices for gold and silver can drop any time. Now is a great time to cash it in for extra money. As always, Yuma Coin and Gun offers free appraisals on gold and silver. And because of the high demand, Mike says there's still a shortage on guns and ammo. He has new shipments coming in weekly, but it's first come, first served. So if you're in the market for firearms or ammunition, head on over to Yuma Coin and Gun, 805 South Orange Avenue, to see what's in stock. That's Yuma Coin and Gun.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, KBLUAM.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 97 today, 68 overnight tonight, 94 and sunny tomorrow, 69 on Thursday night. And then partly sunny on Friday, 91, 67 Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
It's time now for Chamber Chatter, sponsored in part by Nationwide Vision Center and the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Chamber Chatter focuses on nothing but the good stuff from the Chamber, keeping you up to date with the latest news and information from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Here's your host, Kimberly Kale, Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. This is Kimberly Kale. I'm the Executive Director for the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And we are fortunate this morning to have our guests here from Arizona at Work. We have Mariana Martinez. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having us.
Good morning. And Veronica Zuniga. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning. Thank you for having us, too.
I think it's great that you're here today. With everything that's gone on this year with COVID, and I'm sure that this has been a completely different year for Arizona at Work. I have been fortunate, you know, I used to run an apprenticeship program up in the Phoenix area, in fact, all across Arizona, and so became very familiar with Arizona at Work through that. But you guys have so many programs. So, Mariana, let's start with you and start talking about business services.
All right, awesome. Well, first of all, thank you. And on behalf of Nidia Herrera, our executive director, and Patrick Gitz, our interim operations director, we're so happy to be here. So, Arizona at Work has had to adjust with a lot of the stuff that's going on, and there's a great team behind it that we've been able to be innovative with and include all the virtual aspects of it. So it's been great. And in business services, we're doing the exact same thing. We're wanting to move forward, you know, helping all those businesses in our community out there with their recruitment. And so a little bit of what Arizona at Work does to support those businesses is, of course, doing the outreach and recruitment for any of their staffing needs. First of all, we start off with a database, and it's a statewide database being utilized. It's called Arizona Job Connection. And once we are able to connect with that employer, that business, we want to make sure that we're sharing that position, distributing all over, not just in Yuma County, but in that database. It's a state-monitored website. So think of it as an Indeed, but more structured, more legit, I like to say at times. But we do enter all those job descriptions on there. It has employer information. It has all the positions available. And so that account is verified by a state representative. So we want to make ensure that all the information on there is secured and verified and confirmed by the employer when we put it out there. Another thing that we do, we partner with many agencies in Yuma, not in Yuma County, and across the state, all other counties, and we collaborate together so all these positions are shared on there. So if you have a position available, it's not only going to stay within the system, AJC, but also shared with those partners. And you're talking YPG, MCAS, Arizona Western College, any agency that works with job seekers in one way or another, we share those positions out there. So we distribute that position to all these partners. And it's, I would say, over 100 partners in that distribution list. We send it out, and then they themselves disseminate it to the people that they work with. So it gets distributed even more. And so it just kind of trickles down out there. Another thing that we are very big on is our social media. So we have a large following on Facebook. And then we also share our positions on there. And that's open to the general public. So our positions are shared on Facebook. And now we are also on LinkedIn. So you can find us on Arizona at Work hyphen Yuma County on LinkedIn. So you can see everything that's going on, everything that our agency is doing out there. So that's one way we push out those job orders here in our area.
No, so Mariana, so I have a question. So you talked about it's kind of like you do it like Indeed, except Indeed comes with a price tag.
Yes, so well, thank you for saying that. So we are funded by the Department of Labor. Therefore, all these services are of no cost to you all.
Right. Yes. So to me, it's a great way for an employer, if you have open positions, this is a great way to get a huge reach to advertise that you have these open positions without that huge price tag that can come along with some of the other options of advertising your open positions.
Right. And one of the things that we do hear from employers is when they go that route is that they just get a bunch of applications, resumes, and so now they're bombarded with everything. You know, they already have their hiring process in place, and this is not to take over their hiring process. This is just to provide additional support. So what we like to do, what we do within that state, that system, Arizona Job Connection, is a lot of job seekers use that as well. And some of them also that are being case managed by a staff member at Arizona at Work. And I know Veronica and Juan will be talking about that a little bit later. And so when there is a candidate that is currently working with an Arizona at Work representative, what they do is it's a pre-screening in some way. And so they create a referral. Now the referral is not necessarily the application. The referral is sent to the employer. It doesn't necessarily state that they have applied. The applicant still has to do the due diligence and submit an application in whichever way the employer requested. What that referral says is that this person has been pre-screened and meets the minimum qualifications. So that's one way that we can pre-screen applicants and resumes for the employer, helping them out. And then just to be minimize all those applications and resumes that are being submitted to them.
Right, which is a great service. I mean, I've you know, hired people before and gotten 200 resumes. And, you know, when you're getting 200 resumes, that's really time-consuming. You know, for my own position, there was 104 resumes. So, you know, people had to go through all those resumes before they found me. So that's actually a great service for that. So I know that there's actually a little bit more than that, though. So we will get to that after the break. You are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYECARE or visit nationwidevision.com. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
Many believe that all hospice organizations are the same, but that is simply not true. If you or a loved one is diagnosed with a terminal illness, you want to choose a hospice organization that provides the best quality care, a hospice with a reputation of putting the patient and family first. a hospice that the community has voted as the best home care provider. In Yuma County, there's only one hospice that has achieved all of these. Hospice of Yuma. Hospice of Yuma is the best choice for you and your loved ones. Hospice of Yuma. Your community. Your choice.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
There are many issues in this election, but without life, nothing else matters. Sadly, Joe Biden and Mark Kelly want to take over America and deny the most basic right to life to unborn babies. Joe Biden and Mark Kelly want abortion until birth, and they want you to pay for it with your tax dollars. Joe Biden should never be president, and Mark Kelly should never be in the U.S. Senate. Donald Trump and Martha McSally will fight to protect unborn babies. Donald Trump and Martha McSally support laws to keep your tax dollars from paying for abortion. And Donald Trump and Martha McSally support laws to protect unborn babies from painful late dismemberment abortions. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Be a voice for the voiceless in this election. Vote for life. Vote for Donald Trump for president and Martha McSally for U.S. Senate.
Paid for by the National Right to Life Victory Fund at nrlvictoryfund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. NRL Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Start your flight off right and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Brewers before your flight. Enjoy the calm, relaxing atmosphere and let your local airport family take care of you. Fly local and fly Yuma.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. This is Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And I am here with Mariana Martinez with Arizona at Work. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning.
And Veronica Zuniga from Arizona at Work. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
So, Veronica, I promise we will get to you, but but there's just so much going on at Arizona at Work. I mean, it's great. I mean, all the services that you provide. So, Mariana, can you go a little bit more into the services that you specifically are in charge of?
So there's a team. There's a business services team. I am located in South County, and our goal is to be engaging more businesses out in that area, along with the Yuma Chamber. We're out there, the Greater Yuma Economic Development, and Arizona Western College, the Small Business Development Center. So our goal in being in South County is to be engaging more businesses and just providing that support. You know, we become so focused in just Yuma County on its own, but there's another area out there that we haven't reached out to. And a lot of businesses in South County, what we see is they're more of the smaller business side of it. So we want to ensure, like, hey, this support is for you guys as well. So that's what we're doing out there in San Luis, Arizona, and we are located in the Aztec Plaza. It's 1453 North Main Street, Suite 5. So if anybody has any questions or in that area, And yes, we do speak Spanish, so feel free to swing by. We're willing to do virtual if you're more comfortable with that. But we are seeing people in person, just taking those measures, temperature checks, masks are required.
Yeah, for those that don't know, we did open the joint, you know, Business Resource Center in San Luis.
Yes.
Right before COVID hit, unfortunately.
Yes.
But it's a great joint partnership between you and us and a lot of different groups, and it's a great resource center for those businesses down in South County.
It really is, and yes, it started out at the beginning of the year, and then COVID hit, so we were trying to, how do we work that out? And so little by little, we're seeing those businesses come in, and we are always, you know, in talks, whether it be with Tanya from the Chamber, or Karina with UAZC, Cassandra is out there too. So they're willing to see, like I said, in person or virtual, just give us a call and we'd be happy to help in any way that you may, any businesses may need.
Great. So we talked a little bit during the break when everybody else had to leave us, but we still had our Facebook Live people. Hi. So one of the things we talked about was the UI benefits and concerns about fraud and different things, and certainly people coming back to work now that the extended benefits have gone away.
Over,
and
yeah.
So how are you helping businesses with that?
Well, what we're doing is, as we know, in unemployment, the rate is at 16.4 right now, just in Yuma County. So we want to ensure that these people are getting back to work. Some of them are still waiting out to see if there's going to be another extension. As a business, I would assume they want to make sure they get all their employees back. And so if any business is having issues in keeping, or not saying keeping, but having their employees return, as long as they're providing all the precautionary measures, they're ensuring all of that, they can request their employees to come back. Granted, there's situations where an employee is seeing, we know some schools are still closed, they're still doing virtual, they're not returning in person. So there's all issues that we're seeing. I mean, it could be that they're taking care of someone that is ill, their children are doing a virtual school from home, and so there's a lot of factors then, but if there are other factors that say, hey, you know, I'm just waiting it out to see how it plays out, employers can look into if any fraud is being conducted. So if you've called your employees and you're taking all those measures necessary to keep your staff safe at work, there's a fraud hotline. And so people can go into azui.com.
Okay.
And just go to the link that says report fraud, and it'll give you, it's a short questionnaire, and they can just, it'll ask you the information if you feel that any employees are doing any fraud with unemployment.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hope they're not, but that's
right.
Another good resource for
yes.
businesses to have.
Yeah.
So Veronica, we got to get you in on this conversation over here. So tell us a little bit. I mean, we've talked about South County. We've got the great resource there, but we've got great resources right here in the city of Yuma as well. So tell us about the One Stop.
Yes, so the One Stop Center does offer a lot of free services, which are no cost to you, like Mariana had mentioned. So we do offer job search assistance. There's a lot of services that the job seeker can receive when they visit the One Stop Center. So one of them is, of course, using the computers if they don't have computers at home. They can also utilize the fax machines, the printers, and then as well as getting the resume or assistance with that done. So we also provide services to our veterans. We provide veterans priority of service, and that's a big thing for us right there. So we thank all those veterans who have served for us. And we do offer assistive technology. As well, we have a job board. So Mariana handles the business service side of the house, which is working with employers. And with that, she provides a lot of the job leads to our center. So that's how we work hand-in-hand with our job seeker, connecting them to the employers. So with our job board being there and the information that we have in the Arizona Job Connection State System, our job seekers can automatically view all those job listings and automatically get that referral that Mariana was talking about and apply for a job opportunity as long as they meet the requirements. So all these services and tools are accessible to our job seekers.
So can you tell me, kind of walk me through, let's say I, you know, due to COVID or whatever, I lost my job earlier this year, and it's been a long time since I've looked for a job. Can you kind of walk me through some of the services that you would provide? If I walked in and said, help, I don't even have a resume.
What can you do for me?
So the first thing that we do is, of course, when you come in, we do ask you, you know, have you ever visited our resource center? And then, of course, identify if you're a veteran, because, of course, we want to provide that priority of service. The next thing we do is we have you register real quick, which takes about 2 minutes or less, with isbs.ypec.com. And anybody can do that from home. It's just a really quick, less than 2 minute registration, and it's to make sure that you're signing in every time you visit our resource center. It's also to schedule your orientation. So there is an orientation that's provided about 12 minutes long. They can do it either virtually or in person for those that don't have access to computers or don't feel comfortable using technology. Once they view that presentation, it gives them information about what's available to them. If they feel like they need more skills or assistance, then that's where we have you attend an eligibility appointment to see what else we can offer you and to see if you qualify for additional services. So the additional services that we provide are workshops. So we provide a resume workshop as well. And we have a lot of the online tools that we have to offer. So those who are needing a resume, for instance, can automatically either attend a workshop to get that one-on-one assistance, or they can also get access to the link to just do it themselves. So there's two ways that they can do it.
Okay. And then what about interviews? You know, interviews make people nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when I interviewed for my job, my final interview was with the entire board. and so even, you know, like that, I know I get nervous. But people who especially are not, you know, more introverted and not as comfortable, what kind of help can you provide them so that they interview well?
So we do provide mock interviews, and we do hold the interviewing with confidence workshops, which either can be done in person or virtually as well. Just depends on the comfort of each individual. And, of course, with COVID-19, a lot of people like to do it virtually
mm-hmm.
from home. But we do give you a lot of tips that you can take with you, a list of questions that we can go over to see and make sure that you feel confident. So it always takes practice. So just because you attend one workshop doesn't mean that it's okay. You can attend workshops as many times as you want until you feel confident.
Oh, perfect. That's actually good to know, because you're right. One time does not an expert interviewer or interviewee make.
Yes, it takes practice.
I can see that it would take quite a few. So what other classes? I saw those, too. It looks like there were some other online workshops coming up.
Yes, so we do have, for instance, we have career exploration. So if you're not sure what you want to do and you don't know your personality type and, you know, you want to go into some type of different occupation, learn new skills, we have what we call Tradeify.com. So that gives you less than 2 minutes to take an assessment, which is a picture assessment. It identifies your personality and your interests. So that helps us identify what you would be good at. So, of course, there's so many assessments out there, but this is one that we feel is pretty good to use. And we also have other, like, computer skills. We have Arizona Career Readiness,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the biggest things that we have. And this was something that was actually put forth by Governor Ducey. So we are making sure that the public is aware that Arizona Career Readiness is available to those individuals who are interested. And, of course, anybody who's interested in that can give us a call, and we can provide them access. And we'll talk a little bit more about Arizona Career Readiness.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of chuckling over here, I have to tell you. So my dad is, I'm going to out him here. My dad is 74 years old, and he still hasn't decided what he wants to be when he grows up. So
have him do the Tradeify.
Yes. And anybody can actually take that. It's not necessarily for, you know, those. If you give us a call, you do that two-minute registration, we'll give you access to that, and it's just automatically just go in, take the picture assessment, and it'll actually tell you what your personality is. So it's really, really cool to use.
For those of you that can't see in here, Russ is telling me too. So for all of you who guys don't know, Russ stays in here during Chamber Chatter. And so I can see him, and he hasn't decided what he wants to be when he grows up either. So it's all good. So we will be right back after this break. You are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
There's
There's a lot going on in the world right now, and getting your tax refund is as important as ever. The locally owned and operated H&R Block offices in the Yuma community are here to help you safely get your taxes done. Just drop off your documents at H&R Block, and a tax pro will do the rest. We'll get through these challenging and uncertain times together, Yuma. So if you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
More power than Corolla? Honda has it. Better MPG than Impreza? Honda has it. Latest tech to keep you connected? Honda has that too. And now for a limited time, Honda has the best savings. Hurry, don't miss your chance to get into a new Civic and save thousands. You want it? Honda has it. See your Southwest Desert Honda dealer today. See HondaCars.com for complete competitive comparison details.
There are many issues in this election, but without life, nothing else matters. Sadly, Joe Biden and Mark Kelly want to take over America and deny the most basic right to life to unborn babies. Joe Biden and Mark Kelly want abortion until birth, and they want you to pay for it with your tax dollars. Joe Biden should never be president, and Mark Kelly should never be in the U.S. Senate. Donald Trump and Martha McSally will fight to protect unborn babies. Donald Trump and Martha McSally support laws to keep your tax dollars from paying for abortion. And Donald Trump and Martha McSally support laws to protect unborn babies from painful late dismemberment abortions. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Be a voice for the voiceless in this election. Vote for life. Vote for Donald Trump for president and Martha McSally for U.S. Senate.
Paid for by the National Right to Life Victory Fund at nrlvictoryfund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. NRL Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If they were in the business of building better vacuum cleaners, chances are your rug would be pretty darn clean. If they spent the time thinking about lawnmowers, you'd probably be the envy of your neighbors. If piecing together go-karts was their bag, you'd be the fastest kid in the alley. They'd probably be good at a lot of different things. But they're in the business of building motorcycles, and it's what they do best. Harley-Davidson brand motorcycles. The time is now for you to make the lifelong commitment to ride. Visit Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson today at 2550 East Gila Ridge Road in Yuma.
You've helped them every step of the way. Preschool to elementary school. Elementary to high school. High school too. For too many, this is where their journey ends. The cost of college, vocational school, or other continued learning is simply too much. So I encourage you to open an AZ 529 education savings plan. I'm Arizona State Treasurer Kimberly Yee. You can choose from a variety of plans. Funds can be used for a range of educational expenses and educational choices. To learn more, visit AZ529.gov.
Citizens Clean Elections Commission has the tools you need to vote informed in elections happening all throughout Arizona. Find nonpartisan information like important deadlines, how to vote early, and election day details all in one convenient place. azcleanelections.gov.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. We have Veronica Zuniga from Arizona at Work. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
And we had a shift change. We now have Juan Castillo, also from Arizona at Work. Good morning, Juan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So before we get started with that, I do have a few chamber announcements. I'm actually really excited to say we actually have chamber announcements at this point because the chamber is starting to open back up with events. So, first of all, we have a mixer at CNH Electric. It is going to be on November 18th. It is free to attend. However, you do have to RSVP because we do, of course, have to limit attendance and make sure that we have those social distancing guidelines in place. We are also having our first ever golf tournament at Desert Hills Golf Course on Saturday, December 12th. It's really easy to remember. It's on 12-12 with an 8 a.m. shotgun start. And then we are making plans to have our annual dinner. As of right now, it's going to probably be late January on a Friday. We will confirm the date for that later. I know that we're talking January 22nd, but we haven't completely confirmed that yet. So please mark that on your calendars and plan to join us. Make sure that you do RSVP, though. All chamber events now are going to have to be registration in advance, like most events are these days, simply so that we can make sure that we're following the CDC guidelines and making sure that we stay in compliance with everything we need to do with the city. So anyway, Veronica, let's get back to Arizona at Work. So let's talk a little bit more about things that people can do online to help prepare to either do a career change or, I mean, a lot of people have done career changes this summer. A lot of people are looking for new jobs after COVID. So I know that you have a lot of services that are available online. Can we go a little bit into more detail about those?
Yes, so we do offer some free online tools. So one of them is called Academy. So within Academy, we do have what we call Essential Education, which is an education database. So what that offers is if you are in need of getting your GED or raising your basic educations like math, reading, and language, you can actually do this from home. So if right now you're unemployed and you're really wanting to increase your levels or you know, your skills because you're wanting to do something different, that's where you want to start, is either increasing your education level. So these are totally free. Aside from that, it also offers computer skills. So if you have very, very basic computer skills and you want to increase that, we have computer essentials embedded into that as well as work readiness. So there's a lot of, you know, free online tools that you can get by getting access to Academy. And that is also is LinkedIn Learning. That's a new one for us. So LinkedIn Learning is tied to LinkedIn. And what that offers is different courses. So most of the time you would have to pay for it, but because there's a license that were purchased for that, we can actually offer it free to our job seekers. So if there's a job seeker who's interested in getting some of these courses, all they need to do is give us a call. We'll sign you up, register you for that less than 2 minutes, which is through iscs.ypic.com, and we'll give you access to either Academy to get your essential education through GED Academy, computer skills, or LinkedIn Learning.
That's perfect. And with LinkedIn Learning, does it tie in at all? Because the LinkedIn, you know, they have the classes and they have where you can get the skills. And does it tie in with the LinkedIn skills?
Yes. So what happens is if you have a LinkedIn profile, because that's kind of like a virtual resume. That's
right.
What LinkedIn is, and it's for professionals. So that's how you kind of find your networking system. So if you take a LinkedIn course, what you can do is actually, you once you complete the course, you can actually make sure that it's aligned with your LinkedIn, so it'll actually pop up in your LinkedIn profile.
Perfect, because I know it'll actually say that it's a LinkedIn-verified skill.
Yes.
For you, and that's something that employers, another tool employers can then also use.
Yes.
If employers didn't know that, if somebody's got a LinkedIn profile and you look at their skills, people can actually put in what skills they want, but LinkedIn will also give people tests and through like this learning to verify.
Yes.
That they actually truly have those skills as opposed to it just being listed out there somewhere.
Yes. So it's just, I mean, you invest your time into learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, you do get a certificate of completion. So these are ways to show and prove to your employers that you've been actually doing some self-learning, which is a big plus, especially right now for those that are not working at this time. This is a good time for you to invest into your learning or education.
And one of the other things I happen to notice that to me would be a great tool as an employer is some of the classes were the more what I consider soft skills like teamwork and leadership and those kind of skills. Can you talk a little bit more about the path to get those skills?
Yes, and actually that ties into our Arizona Career Readiness Credential, because what that covers is two areas. So it does cover the career readiness courseware and also the employability skills courseware. So these are two totally things that you can increase your skills on. So the career readiness actually has to do with locating information, your reading, and your language. So it ties into those to increase those areas. And your employability skills is what you're talking about is your soft skills. So these are the areas that employers are looking for. So if you feel like you don't have those employability skills and you need to increase them, then you want to take that course to increase that area. So there is a pre-assessment and it kind of tells you where you're at. And if you're kind of like, you know, you're not where you need to be, it'll start you off with those modules there. And then after that, you can take a post-test.
So it's actually customized to your skills already.
Yes.
You don't have to relearn things that you already know.
No.
It actually assesses you. I love classes like that because it saves a lot of time.
And I think the best part about it is that it does have it comes with a blended approach, you know. So you have our, you know, job seekers have that opportunity of doing the offline practice than project-based activities, you know, which are the real-world scenarios that, mm-hmm. that show up, the that are highly valuable, you know, and it does have that check, it does check for their understanding. So it's really, I mean, they can work on them at their own pace, when it's convenient for them. So I think that's one of the best things about it, that, I mean, they invest in themselves. And, that blended approach, I think it's crucial with everything that's going on right now.
Well, and I think it would be a great thing to put on someone's resume to make
right.
sure that employers know that they've actually verified these skills, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. they do have, I mean, not only the reading and the writing and the math, but these mm-hmm. soft skills that are so critical to be successful in most work environments these days.
Yes, and it's not necessarily just for those who are unemployed. It's also for those individuals who are currently working. So if there is an employer out there who wants somebody or who's looking at somebody who wants to move them up the ladder, then that would actually serve them, so they can actually send their employees to kind of get, you know, into the Arizona Career Readiness and obtain that credential so they can increase their skills as well.
That's great to know, because exactly, somebody who wants to move up the ladder, a lot of those skills, especially leadership, is
yes.
critical. I mean, you can't be a good manager if you're not a good leader, and those two titles don't always go together.
Yes, definitely. So if there's an employer out there, we do actually encourage you to give us a call, and actually Mariana, who is just here, and her team actually do offer these services to our businesses when they're out there doing visits with employers, letting them know what's offered to them. So the Arizona Career Readiness is also explained to employers. So if an individual who takes the Arizona Career Readiness credential obtains it, then it's actually the employer is aware of it, and they're like, wow, this person took the ACRC and they tested. I'll take you over this person who doesn't have it.
Perfect. Now, we've been really focused on services for adults, which is great, especially with everything that's going on with COVID. But Juan, I know that you actually focus on what we call child services, although they're not...
Yes, our focus is youth,
right.
Young adults ages 16 to 24.
Okay.
We are a federally funded, program that, we provide workforce development services, to our youth and young adults here in Yuma County.
Okay. And what services do you start out with? So, I mean, I have a 16-year-old, who wants to enter the workforce. And so if I, made an appointment for him and brought him by your office, where would he start?
He would start off with our orientation first.
Okay.
We provide an orientation to all of our, future.
Is it the same one for adults as for kids, the same 12-minute?
No, it varies. It's different. Our orientation is a little bit... it's very similar, because we do talk about the services that we offer.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that it is something that the potential job seeker is interested in. At the moment right now, we do have some in-person,
okay.
but we also have them virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be step number one, is sitting in an orientation. And then from there, if the job seeker decides, oh, yes, perfect, this is for me, then we move on to the next step, which is the eligibility process, where we collect documentation just to ensure that the job seeker is eligible.
Okay.
Yeah. And some of the eligibility requirements that are for them to be eligible in our program, some examples are they need to have they come from a low income,
okay.
or if they have a barrier. And the barrier within our WIOA guidelines are, if they're a parent, they have, if they're homeless, if they're an offender.
What about disability?
Disability.
Mm-hmm.
If they have, let's say for example, they dropped out of high school.
Okay.
That's the purpose of us. We really want them to really get their GED or get their high school. And have them become self-sufficient.
Now, we talked about, you mentioned offenders, okay? And
mm-hmm.
so I actually used to run a program that was out of a prison. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about that and some of the other youth services after this break. You are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
If you ever get annoyed, truckmate. Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray-in bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray-in bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Fox News at the top of the hour, brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
Your world is created by what you focus on. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
For millionaire Mark Kelly, the list of scandals just keeps growing. Chinese investments in campaign cash, profiting from surprise medical billing, even silencing sexual harassment. Mark Kelly got rich through shady deals, but now that he's running for office, he's only getting shadier. In Washington, Kelly would be a reliable vote for the D.C. liberals who are bankrolling his campaign. They're spending millions for Mark Kelly because he already supports their plan to raise taxes on working families, which could cost us $2,300 a year. Worse, Kelly's backing their plan to mess with our Medicare and hurt our hospitals by slashing billions in funding. With Kelly and his liberal backers, we'd pay more, but get less. We need someone who'll stand up to the D.C. liberals. That's not Mark Kelly. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. www.defendarizona.org.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Cindy Landine. I've been with the station for 30 years. The best part about my job is I'm not tied to my desk. I'm out and about in the Yuma community helping businesses and nonprofit organizations better themselves by achieving their marketing goals.
Apply online at edbroadcasters.com/careers.
There's a major election coming to Imperial Valley. Board seats are up for grabs from Imperial Irrigation District, and you have an opportunity to take action. Your Greater Coachella Valley Chamber of Commerce endorsed Javier Gonzalez and J.B. Hamby. Well, what does that mean for you? It means the right to go solar. It means the right to safer, more affordable energy. It means protection from rising electricity costs. Vote Javier Gonzalez and J.B. Hamby. Paid for by Renova Energy Corporation. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Be sure to listen for the border reports each morning for information on border crossing wait times and the traffic reports each afternoon, Monday through Friday. You'll receive up-to-date road closures and restrictions due to construction or road repairs. Get the information you need with the border crossing and road reports. Brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. We are here this morning with Arizona at Work. We have Veronica Zuniga. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
And Juan Castillo. Good morning, Juan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So when we left off, we were talking about youth services. We were talking about offenders. And Russ brought up during the break that you work with the Aztec School and the juvenile corrections and adults too, correct?
Yes, we work with adult probation.
But you don't have to be that. I mean, you've got lots of different criteria that people can meet. We talked about disabilities. We talked about lower income. What about, like, dislocated workers?
Yes, we definitely work with those individuals who have lost their job at no fault of their own, especially currently right now with the COVID-19. So we do provide additional funding, which is called our dislocated worker funding. So we do work with them. So we just ask those individuals to come in. We'll assist you just like we do with our regular adults. But, of course, our goal is to get you back to work as quickly as possible because we know that unemployment is not as much as you'll receive to support your household. So that's a big piece to it. So we know it's crucial to get you back to work quickly. And with that, it's also providing training services.
Perfect. And that's the perfect segue into the training services. We kind of talked about that a little bit. She did perfect. See? She's got a career in radio ahead of her. So perfect. So Juan, tell us a little bit more about those training services.
Okay. Some of the training services that we do offer is our, some occupational certificates. They include our certified nursing assistants, our CDL, commercial driver's license. We have a MOS, Microsoft Office certificate. We have our LEADA program, which is our Law Enforcement Training Academy. We do have a child care development, community health worker, and just newly added to our list is the electrical apprenticeship program. So that is for the occupational certificates. We also offer credentials, in the areas of medical and coding, medical office specialist, and Microsoft Office specialist, Excel, PowerPoint, Word.
Exactly. Okay. And so now let's say, you've been unemployed since March or April or whatever, and this is the first you're hearing of these services. I would hope not, because if you applied for unemployment, don't they make you register with Arizona at Work or something? they push it. I know that. Mm-hmm. But let's say this is the first you're hearing of it, and I've been struggling to pay my bills. How am I going to pay for these classes? Are there grants available or some type of scholarships available so that people don't have to pay for these classes, or are they already free? I mean, electrical apprenticeships generally are not free. I used to run one. So how does that work?
That's a very good question. if you're eligible, for our program, you got to meet the eligibility requirements,
right.
And once you're in, we take care of that. It's as I stated earlier, we are a federally funded program, and these programs are meant to really assist, job seekers,
mm-hmm.
that fall in these categories. Our main goal is to get them employed, and really be self-sufficient. I know on the youth side, we do have our vision, our program vision, which is really to prepare, inspire, and empower youth, Yuma County youth, to be self-sufficient by providing academic and career pathways, through guidance and encouragement.
Well, and the reason I ask is because I happen to know that my apprenticeship program, we had about 500 apprentices, 80 of which got the WIOA grant,
mm-hmm.
That paid for their first year of school,
yeah.
And sometimes gave them like gas cards and things like,
yeah.
that allowed them to even get to their classes, mm-hmm. and get to work. And so there's so many. I mean, that's why I said, we're talking about this show. I'm like, I could probably talk to Arizona at Work all day, because you just have so many different services, both for the employers,
mm-hmm.
and the employees and potential employees, that, it's hard to cover it all in an hour.
Yes.
Yeah, and we want to give a thanks to Arizona Western College, because they're actually the ones that provide the courses for the apprenticeship program. So we've been working very, very well with them. So they refer individuals to us who have been approved for the electrical apprenticeship program, and then we see if they qualify for our W services to provide that tuition assistance.
That's perfect. I mean, that's exactly how we used to do it too, was we worked very closely with Arizona at Work to make sure that anyone who wanted to be in our program was able to be in our program, and that finances and even childcare and anything like that was not a barrier. And that's another thing that employers should know about you, is that even if you don't necessarily provide the child care assistance, I mean, if you go to your website, you show them where to get that, and Arizona at Work is very good about helping remove those barriers to people returning to work.
Yeah, so it's very important that we have our partnerships, because we do partner a lot with a lot of our agencies, with our schools, because we can't do it without them. So it's all of us working together to make it happen.
Very much so, very much so. So, Juan, getting back to the 16 to 24 mm-hmm. year olds, sorry, who I apparently aged myself because I refer to them as the kids, and clearly a 24 year old is not a kid, but, you know, I guess when your own kids get to be that age, you kind of start to, like, you know, whatever. So, what services are similar to that you provide for what you consider adults, and what services are different that you provide for the 18 to 24 year olds?
Well, I know. Some of the services that we do provide, we went over the occupational mm-hmm. skills training, the credentials, but we also have internship opportunities that are available. We also have work experiences available to them. If we have, let's say, for example, a 16 or 17 year old, you know, that's in high school, that's a senior. You know how they have those short schedules that when they're seniors, they can maybe take 4 classes. You know, if they're eligible for our program, we could kind of find a work experience for them that'll fit their schedule and kind of work a couple of hours after work, you know, mm-hmm. after, you know, and same thing with our young adults, you know, 18 to 24. If they have limited work experience, you know, which you know, is the case, you know.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, long ago it's been since I've written anything other than a, you know, 3-page resume. I mean,
right.
So I was thinking about helping my son, and I'm like, I don't even know where to okay. begin because he has no work experience.
So if that's the case, you know, we do a research packet to see what the career interest that they're in, you know, and we along with employers that we've partnered up. You know, we can provide a work experience opportunity for the individual to really gain that workforce, that work, that experience. You know, and it can vary. Those can be up to 600 hours that we can provide.
Okay.
And it's really a win-win situation because our youth gets that work experience, you know, and then our employer really trains and we do provide a list of skills that they need to obtain within that timeline. So that they can go ahead and you know, update the resume and include those critical skills, you know, that they already have that experience.
Perfect. And are these internships usually paid or unpaid?
No, our work experience are paid.
Okay.
You know, and our internships they're paid. They're fully funded up to 600 hours.
Okay. And do you fund them? Does Arizona Work fund them? Does the
yes.
employer? How are they funded?
Yes. So they are federally funded and
okay.
under WIOA. So if they are eligible for an internship or on-the-job training or work experience, then they receive some type of payment for working their time during that they're contracted with the employer.
Right.
And now let's say I am an employer, and I'm like, this sounds like a great program. I wouldn't mind giving, you know, an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old some experience. You know, how would I sign up to participate in this particular program?
So they can contact our office, and actually our business services team actually goes out and meets with them, like Mariana and them, mm-hmm. provides the information regarding the internship and all that just to get started. There is a few questions that we do have to ask, but we do need the commitment of the employer to provide that training side of it. So it's a lot of, you know, shadowing and
mm-hmm.
then observation, and then at the end goal is that they obtain those skills at the end. So there is some skills outlined for the internship training that they have to meet at the end of their contract.
I mean, is there reporting or something? You know, like with an apprenticeship, there's reporting to ensure
yes.
that they are getting their on-the-job training. Is there some sort of reporting?
Yes, so there's weekly timesheets and there is a training plan. So the training plan is done midway, so at their 50% level, they have to be, you know, meet half of those skills. At the end, they have to meet all their 8 skills.
Perfect. And what phone number would they call if they wanted to reach out, whether they're looking for the services as a youth or an adult or an employer? Who would they call?
So for the One Stop Career Center, they would call 928-329-0990, and we'll direct you to the appropriate person that will assist you.
Perfect. Or you can also be found on the web
at
www.ypic.com.
iPick.com. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. That's all the time we have. It goes so quick. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
You've been listening to Chamber Chatter, sponsored by Nationwide Vision Center and the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. focusing on nothing but the good stuff from the chamber. Please listen again next Wednesday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another edition of Chamber Chatter on KBLU AM 560.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.